95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother. How are you?
I'm good.
What's you? Happening? You know, I'm fair to Midland.
All the good stuff is happening.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just a random thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
It's all happening, yeah. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Okay.
Give me five.
Five what?
The theme is back to school.
Yeah, I'm kind of figuring, like, you know, most of the parents, they've kind of gotten back into the swing of the kids are gone so they can swing themselves.
Finally.
Right?
Right.
So, back to school songs starting at 5 this afternoon.
We're going to talk to Michael Snyder, the TV editor for Variety.
Nice. I love that dude. He's
very excited
dude.
About that. Yeah. Talk about the shows that won Emmys and shows that perhaps
got robbed.
We should be on the lookout for.
Yeah. So, we're looking for some big ones for Better Call Saul next year.
Sure. Absolutely.
2023.
We're going to talk about freak accidents.
Oh, sweet.
There's a story about a guy getting hit by lightning while playing a video game.
Oh, what?
So we're going to talk about that.
Wow.
We're going to talk about a nursing home scandal.
Oh, that's fun.
We're going to talk about the chess scandal.
Chess? Well, a lot of scandals today.
That's going to be your favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's get the Inquirer on the phone.
I guarantee you.
Really?
And King Charles, is it now?
Sure, if you like. The third, the turd.
His butler came out with an interview after Princess Diana died.
Oh, way back when.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and, no.
Had a couple things to say about the king.
The way he gets treated, he doesn't know how to do things for himself. It's fascinating.
Oh, really?
Fascinating.
I mean, I'm pretty lame as a...
Oh, no. No, no, no.
If it weren't for my wife taking care of everything.
No.
Really?
No, that's... Really? No, it's not.
I should have been
We'll
born.
Do that next.
Okay, all right.
King Charles III. can't put his own toothpaste on. I'll give you that.
Wow!
I'll just give you that.
Holy cow!
He has someone else put toothpaste on his toothbrush.
Wow.
I'll give you that.
I want to be that rich.
And we'll talk about the rest of it coming up right after this on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Wolfie!
I know for a fact that you haven't seen this particular piece of video.
Okay.
It's Lady Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell.
No, I guarantee I haven't. You're right.
And because most people... Because most people don't remember or don't care that much about the royal family.
Right.
I give that there's a lot of interest.
Oddly, if your name is Bean, you're really totally on board. But other than that,
So he speaks out and he's talking about Charles and all the things that Prince Charles at the time, he was prince, had done for him.
Now, this is his butler back, what, 20 years ago
This
or so?
Was his and Lady Diana's.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yes.
So he was Downton Abbey, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
And he... tells all the stuff that Prince Charles, at the time, has done for him by a butler.
Okay.
He calls him a valet.
A valet. Yes, quite.
It's a valet, but he calls him a valet.
Oh, yes, yes.
Listen,
Thomas.
You can stop it when you hear something shocking.
Why do I get the impression there's going to be a lot of stopping then? All right, here we go.
The Prince of Wales has grown up in such a privileged lifestyle that he doesn't have mechanics to choose for himself anymore. Everything is done for him. His pajamas are pressed every morning so that they don't have creases in them for the next day.
His pajamas are pressed. I think I've ever had my pajamas
pressed. His pajamas pressed. Are pressed each day.
Never had a pajama.
So that there
pressed.
Are no wrinkles the next night. Does he have more than one pair? Does he only use one pair?
Shoelaces are pressed flat.
Shoelaces? Okay.
In
Hold
case
on.
You couldn't hear that.
His shoelaces
his
are pressed
shoelaces
flat.
Are pressed flat.
What?
They show somebody ironing his shoelaces.
What?
So that they don't have any...
Who
wrinkles?
Cares?
Wrinkles? Prince Charles.
Do they go and clean all the dirt out of the way, too, everywhere he walks so that they don't
question.
Get all muddy?
I wouldn't doubt it.
His shoelaces are pressed flat with an iron. His underwear is folded in a certain way. The bath towel has to be placed in a certain fashion. The bath plug has to be in a certain position.
The what?
The bath towel.
Oh, bath towel.
So now he's
I
in the bathroom.
I thought he said something about a plug.
No.
I was like, what?
Not yet. No. No, he doesn't say anything about a plug.
Okay.
But he's in the bathroom and he's getting a bath ready. He's showing what you have to do to get a bath ready for because Charles can't do that for himself.
And so the bath towel has to be put. You know
in
what?
An exact
my
place.
Bathroom is so small that it only fits in one place.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm almost exactly the same as Prince Charles.
This is a little bigger.
Okay.
He's got a little more room to work with. So now he continues talking about drawing a bath for him.
The water temperature has to be just tepid and only half full. Prince Charles does have his valet squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning.
What?
He has
Someone
a valet.
Someone puts toothpaste on his toothbrush for him?
Yep, because he doesn't want to do it for himself or doesn't know
how? Be so exhausted?
I don't know, but they show the toothbrush is just sitting on the sink.
Can you imagine?
With toothpaste on it.
What?
Waiting for him to brush the
royal
teeth.
Shove it in his mouth.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
If anyone gets anything wrong, everybody is scolded. On one occasion, he rang me from his library and he said, Paul, a letter from the Queen seems to have fallen into my waste paper bin.
All right, hold up. All right, so
a letter from the Queen
seems to have fallen into my waste paper bin.
He's sitting right next to the waste paper bin.
And he calls this guy
downstairs
to come help him.
Would you pick it out?
Would you pick it out?
Would you pick it out of the trash?
Yeah. Kevin, I spilled something horrible in our trash can right back there.
Nope.
It's gross.
Nope.
Would you get it out?
I would not.
Come on!
The waste paper bin was there. He was sat there.
Right next to it.
I had to bend down into the paper bin, pick out the letter, put it back on his desk. Will that be all, Your Royal Highness? Yes, thank you very much.
What on earth?
It's all he wanted.
Wow.
The trash can was right next to his leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that is money well spent. It's your tax dollars at work in England.
Not ours, theirs.
Yeah, thank God. Very well spent.
Am I excited about this story? Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you know, you don't often say, Sluggo, you're going to enjoy this story a lot.
Well, I was playing poker Monday night, and
I love that you do that. You play that quite a bit. You're a fairly good player.
I mean, am I right?
You've gotten on the board. You've stayed through several rounds.
Yes.
So you're playing poker the other day,
you're
right?
Missing the point.
Okay.
Hold up. And the conversation goes to the chess world.
Oh, boy. Not checkers.
Nope. Chess.
Chess.
And
okay.
I know nothing about chess.
Nope.
Except for I watched that movie on Netflix.
Yes.
Whatever that was called.
I don't know, yeah.
Queen's Gambit, I think.
I was thinking the one that One Night in Bangkok came from.
Here's the headline. Chess world rocked by rumors of anal beads and artificial intelligence.
Suddenly it's far. They're just trying to make it more interesting in the chess world.
That's what a lot of people think.
That's just rude. That's mean.
That's what a lot of people think. But last week, World Chess Champion Magnus Carlsen withdrew from a major tournament with $350,000 prize money after his unexpected defeat by 19-year-old Hans Niemann.
Hans kicked his ass.
And how did he do that?
Because he's a really good chess player?
He's 19. He was the worst chess player there.
He was the worst one there.
He has admitted on two different occasions that he has cheated.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow.
He also has here's some mitigating circumstances. Mm-hmm. He and a young friend were running a chess engine, a piece of software that determines the best move and calling out those moves while Mr. Niemann played at a tournament online.
Clearly that's cheating. Clearly.
Right.
Although, is it really written in the rules, considering how old chess is, that you're not allowed to use electronic devices?
Yes, it is. It actually is,
okay.
Yes.
All right, well,
because
there you
a
go.
Lot of people. And
sure.
They've been watching this kid's rise, and his increase was so sharp that people believe it's possible. Statistical analysis by... I don't even
Joe
know.
Joe Blow.
Yeah. Chess Analyst blog showed that Mr. Niemann had consistently outperformed his rating strength to an astonishing degree. And they honestly think that it's because he has an AI, a friend in the other room.
Right.
Who watches the live match.
Yep.
And then the AI tells him what move the guy should make.
Queen, bishop, two, whatever.
They translate that to the player through anal beads.
Okay. I was waiting to hear like a bug in his ear or whatever.
Anal beads.
Through anal beads?
Yes.
What does that mean? Was he like got a long line out the door and then he pulls gently?
I think it's...
How does that work?
Some sort of signal.
Oh, so maybe like it sends a little electric shock?
Yes.
So he has a little fun.
Maybe. I don't know.
Enjoys the experience and knows what move to make.
But the guy...
You've got to be kidding me.
No!
That's so weird.
The chess world is rocked.
Sure. Every world would be rocked by that.
Anal beads.
That's not how you usually cheat. That's not how it usually works.
And the champion that got beat, and he wasn't supposed to get beat, he quit and put up a video of... a soccer coach, Jose Mourinho, who was saying, if I say anything, I'm going to get in trouble. And he was saying, this guy's cheating.
I know how he's doing it.
And I know how he did it.
Okay. And so usually it's like tap. taps, you know, like someone will tap, you know,
Morse code,
that sort of thing. They'll find a way to make a light in the room blink.
Queen.
Yeah.
To rook.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But this dude, so this coach knew the anal bead method of cheating?
Yes.
How did he know it?
And it started online. It started on Reddit, of course. Of course. People going, there's no way this guy could have beat the champion. There's no way.
Well, meanwhile, over maybe on 4chan. Right.
Yeah. And so then they start saying that. And then there's some...
Dude.
There's a lot of people who now are getting on board going, yeah.
I know how this works.
Yes.
Wow. What?
AI, a friend in the next room, anal beads.
That
is all you need to know.
That do not go together for $1,000. Or how much did that guy lose? How much did he walk away from?
He walked away with $350,000, but that's not
for
nearly what he would have made had he stayed in. He quit the tournament.
Right, because he's like,
because he knew the anal beads were in play.
He's like, if I can't have beads as well,
what?
I'm out.
I need anal beads too.
What?
I need anal beads too. Hey. Come on. How did you already do that?
Do what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Raul tweeted, Slug, can you save that where Kevin Ryder says, I need an anal bead too? I need anal beads too.
Come on.
Just saying it can be used as a sound clip later. We don't need your help, Raul. Thank you.
He's just doing it himself. He's just shouting that out. I don't know why. Kevin, why are you pretending it's recorded?
I need anal beads, too. Listen, we were doing a story about cheating in chess.
Sure we were.
Where they were using anal beads.
That doesn't... Listen to what you're saying. AI. It doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't. In Taiwan, there is a veterans home.
Yeah.
This is for military, retired army people, personnel.
Okay.
And the rest home paid for an adult entertainer to perform and celebrate at the Mid-Autumn Festival.
I saw this, and she is really wearing virtually nothing. And she is doing the whole...
She is wearing a mask.
That's true.
Which is more than any other part.
I didn't know that it was military, though. That makes it even better. Good for them.
They were celebrating the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is an important holiday in Chinese culture.
Right.
The video of the raunchy performance was filmed by an attendee.
Right.
There were about, I don't know, 10, 12 guys there in wheelchairs.
In wheelchairs. Old dudes,
old
man.
Dudes in wheelchairs. Yep. And they seem to be having the time of their lives.
Considering where that guy's hand went, they were definitely having a good time.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it.
And the guys that were down the line waiting for the show.
For the dance.
Really seemed to be excited. Now, listen.
It wasn't a lap dance, but it was a stand dance.
Listen, it was a lap dance later, but that's not the point. The point is, if they're having fun, these are Army vets that are in wheelchairs.
Yep. Who's complaining? You saying someone's complaining?
Yeah, a lot of people were complaining.
Oh, shut up.
And
who cares?
And the rest home apologized.
Why?
They said, we're sorry for offending.
A good time like they want? When was the last time they had it? 57 years ago?
The intention of the event was to entertain residents and make them happy.
And it worked.
We are sorry for the offense that was caused.
Boo, indeed.
Boo.
Leave them alone.
They're in wheelchairs. Yeah. They can't even walk. Let them... give them a handful, you know? I mean, don't they deserve it? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're going to talk to Michael Schneider from Variety.
Nice.
About the Emmys and about some TV shows that we can look forward to.
That guy has the best job in the world.
He does television. He does.
Yeah. Watch a lot of it.
First, let's talk about freak accidents. I don't know if you saw this guy in the UK. He was rushed to the emergency room last Monday after he was struck by lightning.
Okay.
While playing video games in his living room.
Whoa, wow. Have you seen a lightning bolt ever, like, strike near the ground near someone? I've seen a few videos of that, and it's just that little thin sliver of light is terrifying.
Yes.
Man.
I was backpacking, and we had a lightning storm, and I climbed up to the top of one of the little hills.
Right.
Maybe 15 feet from the top.
Right.
And it hit a tree maybe 50 feet away scared me. The whole ground shook. It's crazy that amount of energy.
Did that tree explode pretty much?
Yes, and I ran.
Wow.
Aiden Rowan is the guy's name. He was happily playing video games on a PlayStation around 10:30 at night.
In his front room. At home.
Yes, when he heard a loud crack followed by a heavy jolting sensation.
Whoa.
Now, we're going to talk about freak accidents.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're going to have you call in with freak accidents at 818-955. KLOS.
Hi, welcome you to the hospital. Why are you here?
I got hit by lightning.
What? Freak accident.
What? Where?
One of us. One of us.
In my living room. I was playing video games.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's
wow. I'm absolutely not one for sympathy posts, but I share this because of how insane it is. Rowan wrote on Instagram to his followers, there was a loud bang, 5 hours at the hospital confirmed I was struck by lightning through the open window.
Oh, crazy. That's crazy.
How does lightning go through an open window?
That's like, what's going on in here? Right. Oh, you have PlayStation. Can I come in? That's weird.
Destroyed. Imagine being hit inside.
What kind of damage did it do? Did it say to the house or to him?
He said, I'm fine, just very sore, hell of a headache,
yeah,
and burn stripes down my arm.
Oh, funky.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, I'd have them tattooed if I were him. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
Turn it into a tattoo.
That is pretty cool because
damn.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah.
He said, I felt very, very, very confused.
Sure.
I can imagine.
Right? What the hell just happened?
You're just playing a video game.
You would think you were shot. You'd think someone just came and hit you behind.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's craziness.
Wow.
So freak accident. Something happened to you that just... You weren't in a traffic accident because you were in traffic.
You're being dumb or drunk.
Right.
It's just something weird
happened.
Something
out of the blue that happened that makes no sense.
Maybe you're a medic or maybe you work at a hospital and you've seen some crazy stuff.
That could be too, yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Freak accidents. 818-955-KLOS.
I know. All you want are anal beads, right?
No.
I won't play it again. No worries.
I'm just saying the chess world was rocked.
That would rock any world. I do believe. That was a crazy story.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just mentioned a guy got hit by lightning while playing video games.
While sitting there minding his own business playing video games.
In his living room.
Pow!
His window was open and somehow the lightning went through the window and hit him.
Wow, unbelievable.
What are the chances of that? So we're talking about freak accidents. You had one?
I'm up in Telluride, Colorado, probably in... 1980, and we're doing a custom home, and the guy digs a trench in front of the house, and the guy pulls the backhoe away and lays a piece of pipe and runs it up the telephone pole, and when the cables came over, touched the wires, it blew the guy's hand off of his arm.
Oh my God.
And blew the other guy, it blew his shoes off of him, and the contractor was hauling the guy away to the hospital with his hair smoking.
That's what you see in movies. You don't usually expect
insane.
To see someone's hair smoking.
Yeah, you don't see
smoking.
That a lot. You know,
no,
you don't
yeah.
see that. I'll never forget it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I'll
bet.
Never forget it.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, KLOS.
My mom was a burn victim. She was cooking a tortilla on the stove, and her shirt caught on fire.
Oh, no.
She pulled it up and got in flames, mm-hmm. right? 3 months later, my father was trimming a palm tree, and the ladder slipped down the tree. And he fell.
Wow, that's insane. I always hate seeing people cutting palm trees because it looks so dangerous.
I thought those were pretty freaky.
Yeah, they're pretty
accidents.
Weird.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, did you see the video of that woman who got hit? I think it was in like Singapore or something. I don't know. She's walking.
The one that fell, yes.
Yeah, she got hit by a scooter or whatever on the street walking. And then as she falls, she fell into a storm drain.
I saw that.
You know, like it's right there
kinda
at the curb.
First.
Yeah. So she's already kind of head over heels. And keeps falling, and then all of a sudden her feet, and she goes head first, and you see her feet go down the storm drain. I'm like, oh my God. The video cuts to, I don't know how much longer later.
I don't either.
And they're pulling her out. That is a crap day.
That is a crap day indeed.
No freak accidents for me, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We all love TV.
Yep.
And we all love Michael Snyder, who joins us now.
Hey,
Michael.
Yeah. And we love anal beads.
Yes.
Right?
Some of us do.
Kevin seems particularly fond of them.
Listen,
I don't know why.
It's the juxtaposition of chess with anal beads.
It's a whole new world.
It just
there's a new TV show about
that. We know how much Kevin loves chess.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Let's talk Emmys. Are there any standouts from the Emmys?
There was a lot of the typical non-surprises. Ted Lasso won, which we kind of predicted. Succession won, which we kind of predicted. But there was a new winner in the competition series race. Lizzo's show for the big girls from Amazon Prime won for the first time, beating out RuPaul's Drag Race. And Shirley Ralph was a nice surprise and supporting actress in a comedy. for Abbott Elementary. She gave a great speech.
Yes, she did. I love that.
Yeah, that was probably the best part of the evening. But yeah, it was mostly
her speech to people.
Well, she sang her speech, a lovely song, "Endangered Species," that she opened her speech with, and she's a trained Broadway superstar. She was Dreamgirls part of that cast, and so she's got the pipes, and so she's got the pipes. And so
it was shocking though to see a recipient of an Emmy start singing. It was just.
There should be more of that.
Yeah, you know, that would be a really good thing. I would love to see that at the Oscars.
I agree.
Yeah, that was probably the best thing about the Emmys this year is actually they had everyone beforehand write out their thank yous. So most of the boring, like, thank my agent and, my third cousin twice removed, all that stuff was crawling at the bottom of the screen. So hopefully that gave everyone time to give more emotional, personal speeches, which I think a lot of them did. A lot of them took advantage of that.
Agreed. All right, so it is fall.
Yes, it's 110 degrees outside. So
Snyder,
it is
who
fall.
Just came off working like 48 hours straight with the Emmys.
Yeah, you must be exhausted, dude, after that.
Yeah, and there's no rest because, it is fall, which means fall TV premieres.
Right.
Some of which have already happened. I mean, you've got two of the biggest shows of the year that already premiered in House of the Dragon and Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power.
Which what do you I'm watching of, both
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yes. What
I,
do you think
I'm
of?
Watching both of them. So far, I think they're great.
Yeah, yeah. They're both very different kinds of shows.
Yeah.
House of Dragon obviously is a little more heightened, I think, a more adult audience than
Yay!
Rings of Power, which is more, I think you probably can watch more with a family, but in both cases, it helps to, I think, know the mythology of the Game of Thrones world or the Lord of the Rings world.
So is it true Lord of the Rings, they're spending $1 billion on that series? Is that a fact?
I mean, when you add it all up with
That's
the rights
insane.
And with the production and the plan to do it over the course of 50 episodes. Yeah.
$1 billion. That's the most expensive television show in history, isn't it?
Yeah, or that's 2 days of work for Jeff Bezos.
That's true.
So
unfortunately, that's true.
It really is sort of like a line item on the Amazon budget.
Right.
All right. So those two are already happening. There's been two episodes of each, I think.
Yeah.
And what else can we look forward to?
So a show that's on right now, real quick, I'll give a shout out because it is in the world of food and cooking, which I know as
Kevin's
my
a huge
visit
fan.
Last time is Kevin's favorite.
Loves it.
He loves shows about food. He loves chefs.
Yeah,
he loves
people getting really mad and yelling.
I can't stand. And remember last time I asked you, what was the show that
it was The Bear. Did you watch The Bear?
I watched two episodes of The Bear.
Wow.
And you know what they did? They yelled the whole time.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
And I'm like, I don't
know. And there were no anal beads at all.
No, that's not the point. The point is cooking shows suck. Okay,
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, this isn't quite about cooking. It's the Chef's Table series on Netflix. Have you watched any of that?
No,
where
of course not.
it's
but
food.
It is for other people, so go ahead.
Right.
So they have a new pizza version of Chef's Table, which is all about some of the great pizza restaurants and pizza chefs around the world, including one from your old neck of the woods, from Arizona,
is
from Phoenix.
Right?
Wow, really?
You know Chris Bianco? Are you familiar with his pizza work?
No.
Okay.
Well,
you
pizza work?
You should.
Just because we're from Phoenix doesn't mean we know everyone.
All right.
And this was like 35 years ago. It's a very different town now.
Well, he is a pizza maestro. He really sort of redefined pizza, especially in this country. But his story is part of this series that it will make you super hungry. If you watch this show, you will have to go out and order pizza.
Is his last name really Bianco? Isn't that like white pizza? Or am I just totally mistaken?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Or did they change it to that? Wow.
So
he's destined.
He was destined.
Yeah, yeah.
So his pizza's fantastic. As a matter of fact, your buddy Jimmy Kimmel is buddies with him. He's huge friends with him and also a fan of his pizza work.
Hey, who does Jimmy have on the show tonight?
So Jimmy has Quinta Brunson on the show tonight, by the way.
Very interesting.
Another big winner on the Emmys. She won for comedy writing, which is huge for Abbott Elementary. That should be very interesting tonight. Because
I'm hoping that he'll just lay on the floor the whole time and interview her from the floor.
I think that would be hysterical.
How was it winning?
I think it's you definitely have to tune in and see them talk about the controversy.
Right, which is so silly.
You know, the internet, they're always very nuanced and very, know, the discourse is very sophisticated, thoughtful, and very elevated. So, you know, that's what's going on right now for our pal Jimmy.
All right, other new TV shows.
All right, so, you know, there have been a lot of Star Wars shows already that have come out. Love The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I enjoyed Boba Fett a lot, too, and of course, Obi-Wan. But the new one that's coming out, arguably, a lot of folks who have seen it, critics included, say it could be the best of the bunch so far.
Is that possible?
It's Andor, so it's sort of pre-Rogue One, and it's diving deep into the folks who are sort of orbiting around the Rebel Alliance, and some legacy characters do appear, but it's just a fantastic show. Diego Luna is in it, Stellan Skarsgård, Genevieve O'Reilly, a bunch of others. It's coming to Disney Plus on September 21, but if you have at all any interest in the Star Wars world as all, I think, you know, some people fell off during the last couple of series that they've done, but this one you need to be back on board.
I mean, if they're Rebels, there's so much material then. I mean, you got a lot of fighting going on, which is usually everybody's favorite part of a Star Wars.
Yeah, I think fans and even like casual fans of Star Wars are going to enjoy that.
Yeah, right.
And I think it could be a real Emmy contender next year, as a matter of fact, with the effects and everything else. So,
Andor. All right.
Andor.
Yeah. The moon of Andor.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about franchises, about the new Lord of the Rings show, about the new Game of Thrones show. So another big franchise, or at least they're going to try to really make it a new big franchise in television, is the whole Anne Rice world, the Interview with a Vampire world, that AMC spent a lot of money to acquire that franchise. They're developing a number of shows in that sort of vampire world. The first one is Interview with a Vampire, which is coming out on AMC on October 2. Eric Bogosian is in it, a bunch of other people who you may not know, but you may recognize their face. But nonetheless, it's sort of a new take on that gothic horror story world. And I think you're going to dig it. It takes place, obviously, in 1900s New Orleans, and it has all of sort of that storytelling. So keep an eye out on that. That's coming to AMC on October the 2nd.
Fantastic.
So, and then there's a lot of broadcast TV, which broadcast still exists.
It does.
There's a lot of there's still a lot of TV.
There's still CBS
TV.
And NBC and ABC and Fox.
Fox and even the CW, believe it or not, is still a network. It's still a thing. So
we say on broadcast radio, which is really popular still these days.
Terrestrial. It's still a thing. But so there are a number of shows premiering in the coming weeks, including spinoffs. For example, Walker Texas Ranger has a spinoff called Walker Independence, kind of the CW on October 6th. There's some new shows, including a show called Alaska Daily coming to ABC on October 6th. Fire Country coming to CBS on October 7th that they're really high on. The Winchester, which is sort of a pretelling of Supernatural. It's a prequel. Supernatural, which was a show that was on for 87 years.
It was.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It was. So. And I watched Arrow, and I saw ads for that show every single week. And I never watched it. But.
Well, so it's a prequel on Dean and Sam Winchester's parents, John Winchester and Mary Campbell. So that premieres on the CW on October 11. But back to streaming, a show that I'm kind of really looking forward to. You know the musicians Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's actually a show coming based on their memoir of their childhood memoir growing up in high school. It's a show that it's actually called High School, and it's coming to Amazon Freevee. You ready for this?
What is that?
There is another streaming
Unbelievable.
Service.
What? That's what we need.
It's called
Please.
Amazon Freevee.
Freevee. So it's free.
Spell
Freevee. Insinuating.
So it's free and V-E-E.
That's
so
what I'm
Freevee. So it's like TV, but it's free. So it's Freevee. But it is Amazon. They do own it. It used to be called IMDb TV, but they changed the name for it to be Freevee. Now there are ads.
I found that so rough.
By the way, ads are coming back.
Yes,
I hate to tell you guys, but Netflix is going to have ads. If you want to pay for a cheaper tier, you know, everyone's realizing, oh yeah, that's right, we need to pay the bills.
That just struck them, did it?
It's been a nice run.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
It was a great run, but then your stock loses most of its value, and suddenly you realize,
I haven't bought another yacht in almost a year. year.
We need the money. So ads are coming back. So Amazon Freevee is an ad-supported on-demand service. But so High School is coming to Amazon Freevee on October 14. So that's one I'm really looking forward to because I do love Tegan and Sarah. So Guillermo del Toro has something called Cabinet of Curiosities coming to Netflix. It's an 8-episode show in time for Halloween coming up October 25.
I love him. Yes. I love everything he does.
Yeah, so that's coming. Speaking of music, there's another show that's sort of set in the music industry, and The Weeknd.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
So he's a part of this. It's coming to HBO. It's called The Idol. It's coming in November.
The Idol. Is it American Idol?
Not another damn one of those.
No, I'm saying, is it another show like that?
Yeah. No, it's scripted. This is
good.
Right. It examines the relationship between a new pop idol and the leader of a cult. Mm. So it could actually be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's an odd fellow, and I kind of appreciate that. So he could actually come up with something pretty.
Yeah, and there's other musicians going to be involved. Moses Sumney is going to be in it, and then Dan Levy from I can't say it on broadcast, right? S Creek.
No, yeah, I don't know how that is. Yeah.
I mean, it's the name of the show.
Right, and it spells differently, but it's always...
But you know the show I'm talking about.
And it's great.
On the side of caution.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's one that I haven't had a chance to see yet, because it's not premiering until November, so we're kind of going deep until later, into the fall, but that's one that I'm kind of excited about.
All right.
So, I mean, the list goes on. There's Dangerous Liaisons, a new version of that, coming to Starz in November.
There really are too many shows. It's just not possible.
Sylvester Stallone is going to be on a TV show.
Wow.
As you know, it's
scripted?
It's from Taylor Sheridan, the guy who does Yellowstone. He's got a new show called Tulsa King, and Sly is going to be in that. The other show that I'm really looking forward to is called Welcome to Chippendales. Not Chippendales Rescue Rangers. It's Welcome to Chippendales. It's about the origins of the male stripping empire. And
it's before I joined. So that's good.
Kumail Nanjiani is actually playing Kevin Ryder
in this with a lot of anal
series.
Beads.
Yes, it all comes full circle.
Yes, so, it does.
Thank you, Raul.
But that's coming in November. But nice. It's the story of an Indian immigrant who founded the Chippendales, and that whole story.
Wow.
And there's murder involved.
Hit a little resistance with that kind of business model, I would think.
And think about it. I mean, it's a shady. I mean, it was shady business, shady characters. Yeah. But Kumail's in it, and then Murray Bartlett, who just won the Emmy for The White Lotus, he's in it. I mean, he's fantastic, and it's another one that I'm really looking forward to.
Fantastic.
Cool, nice.
Right. A lot of good choices.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in so quickly after the Emmys.
No, absolutely. Hey, one more question before we go.
Mm-hmm.
We buried the lead, which is, as we know, Kevin Ryder had one impression.
He could only do one impression.
Oh, yeah.
What is the one impression?
It was the Queen.
You can do the Queen?
I mean...
I didn't know that.
That was his one impression.
I did two, by the way. I did Alf.
Was it just to piss off Bean?
That's right.
Yes.
That was the main reason.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Oh, my blood is so much better than everyone else's. That's my impression.
She's in the room with us.
I forgot that he... So at least Alf is still alive, to the best of my knowledge. So you still have one in your arsenal. Thank God.
Thank God. That is good news. Thank you, Michael.
Anytime.
Class!
The theme today for our five songs in a row is Back to School.
Can we have your attention at the front of the board, class?
Give it five. Five songs in a row.
About School, SKOOL. That's how you spell it. You were actually a teacher, weren't you, Kevin?
Nope.
I was as well. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, I actually stood in front of a class for a couple of years.
What?
And taught, yeah.
I was a substitute for like 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
It was terrible.
Did you let the kids get away with anything?
No.
What is the point of a countdown about school if you don't throw in Brittany Fox Girls School? Well, what else you got? 818-955-KLOS. Brittany! Brittany Fox! Hey, it's all about Back to School. And you know, Sting was actually a teacher.
Was he?
Yeah, for a little while he actually taught school, so that makes this song a little bit weirder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's on our little countdown. We don't say top five or number three.
It's Gimme Five.
Yeah, this is number 16.
In no particular order.
Yeah, on KLOS.
It's also our Gimme Five. The theme is Back to School. KLOS, hello.
Good afternoon, party people. Sorry, I got that from the Kevin and Bean Show.
To you as well. Thank you.
It's Back to School for Gimme Five. What do you got?
How about that song, like, School's Out for Summer?
School's Out Forever?
I think Alice Cooper does.
School's been blown to pieces?
All right, but here's my question about that. The theme is Back to School.
And he's talking about school being blown up. Which is what we all want.
School's over.
When you're in school. You hated it, right?
But this is back to school is our theme.
Yeah. Kevin's trying to throw cold water on your fine idea.
Listen, other people can weigh in.
Well, I have an idea, though. How about this? How about if we do the Hollywood Vampires of it, which also has another brick in the wall smashed in there, which is, you know, school.
Right.
What would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that, yeah.
Teacher Kevin says yes.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Parents, you're not allowed to be excited that school is back in session, considering how much you hated it as a kid. You're just not allowed.
Yes, but you don't have kids.
That's true.
And that's an important distinction.
I guess that makes sense.
KLOS, you know what our theme is?
School.
Yeah, what do you got?
Back to school, yeah.
How about Rock and Roll High School?
Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
Were you hoping that Sluggo would sing it or that we would play it?
Yes, of course.
Our theme is Back to School. KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, it's Phil from Camarillo. And you know, I'm 57 years old. Whenever I hear Back to School, still, it creeps me out.
Right? He just loved going down to Monkey Ward's and fitting the husky pants on. And
Exactly. You know, what would make me feel better is a little Hot for Teacher, though, if you guys could play that.
I mean, that does make you feel better.
Did you ever have a teacher you were hot for, though? Did you ever have a hot teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Wow, Kevin and I did not. Kevin, of course, is a hot teacher. But...
Yes, sure. Sure.
I'm going to pass on that one.
As well you should.
So Mr. Strickland is not having any of it. Back to the Future, that, of course, came out in 1984, Hot for Teacher, which is when they were filming Back to the Future.
Right.
The very last thing Eddie plays there is the same thing that he plays basically on stage Marty does when he gets all the parents, future parents, all the kids.
In Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Marty plays that.
Basically that.
And then Eddie copied that. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that's
I meant.
That's your point.
I always thought that was kind of weird.
That's what you're
cool.
Saying. That's exactly. So
yes,
saying
yes. Eddie just totally stole it from Back to the Future. A year later, because he had a time travel. You know,
right, sure.
It was a time travel.
Sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A 40-year-old man has been dubbed South Africa's dumbest criminal after walking into a police station to get a job there, despite being on their most wanted criminal list.
Oh, my God. That's generally on a flyer right behind the receptionist desk. It's
Thomas
a picture of him.
Thomas Ngilkobo.
Yeah, I am.
Is his name?
Sure.
He's been on the run for the last 7 years.
7 years.
Maybe he didn't know it.
He didn't know he was made the top 10?
Maybe. I don't know, because he sent them... online his resume to get a job at the police station.
He's like, I know a lot about crime.
Right.
So I mean, then, I've been eluding the stupid police forever.
So then he walks into the police station and says, I haven't heard back from you guys about my application to work here.
Right.
And they went, oh, you're dumb.
Oh, that's you.
You're on the most wanted list. Thank you. We'll take your hands now and we'll take you to the back.
Holy cow.
Yep.
He could have kept on marching, kept on robbing,
he
kept
was
on stealing.
Angry that they hadn't responded yet.
Oh, my God. Sometimes people deserve to be caught.
Agreed.
Well, NBC didn't bother playing it, but you can see everything that Ozzy did now online, and it is pretty damn amazing. You were in here watching it the other day.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Yep. And
bizarre effects that they were playing live.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It is 95.5 KLOS. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Prince Charles, now King Charles, has someone else put toothpaste on his toothbrush.
Because he's not able to do it himself. As the king, he needs someone from downstairs to lather up his toothbrush, if you
correct,
will.
Yes. As you just heard, anal beads are a huge scandal in the chess world. I need anal beads, too. And a guy got hit by lightning inside his house while playing a video game.
Woo!
Good times.
That was a hell of a level, that was.
Yes, it was.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Speaking of time, it's Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort. And if you want to call right now at 818-955-KLOS, be caller 13, and you will win your four day one park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for Halloween time at Disney Resort.
And then you can get in line and go over and over your favorite rides over and over dressed as Frankie from Rocky Horror.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
That's your choice.
If you're caller 13 right now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Come October 8th, there's going to be a little party and we want you there. We need you there. Will you please be there? The 10th anniversary bash for Heidi and Frank. And the word is...
Renee. This is how it's spelled. R-E-N-E.
No, it isn't.
R-E-N-E.
68683. And it's all happening thanks to America's Best Car Buyer. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Why? What do you know? Here's some more information on it now.
Yeah, plans on October 8th?
Yes. Bailing you out.
You do now.
Because you're going to go to this party, and I'm going to have to come get you.
The Heidi and Frank 10th anniversary party is happening.
That is going to, I guarantee, be an insane blast. Absolutely, and 100%. How do people get into it, Brito?
You text.
Okay.
You text the word right now. You text funny to 68683.
Funny to 68683. Hey, do you remember watching Bob Dylan's TV special called Hard Rain? If you've watched it live, you watched it on This Day in Rock in 1976. Okay. Used to be an angry young man hiding me head in the sand. Always liked the lyrics to Getting Better, and on This Day in Rock in 1995, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for that song brought in $249,000 at Sotheby's in London. Hey, remember that movie Across the Universe that was quite Beatles-esque? That movie is 15 years old as of today. It was released today in This Day in Rock in 2007.